about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
B, C, D, E, F, G.
Pretty good, pretty good.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
No!
O, P, Q, R, S, T, U.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
V, W, X, Y, Z.
You are a murderer of love!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Chick-fil-A?
Roll another one.
All hell is broken loose.
Just like the other one.
My balls was hot.
This one seems to be about quit.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
See them aliens.
Roll another one.
I can't see your face. Are you janky?
Just like the other one.
It's also a sexy audience.
This one seems to be about this.
One monkey don't stop, no show.
And I don't have another cent.
Here's the thing. When I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts.
You know, I mean, come on now.
Just pass it around.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
This sound system is awesome.
But just pass it on down.
And now,
in a world on the verge of nuclear annihilation, two men have the power to walk us back from the brink of total destruction.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 32nd of October.
Okay. Look, you can't have too much Rocktober. I'm okay with that.
Push it on. Push on.
Although, rabbit, too. Yep. Both things. Both things can be true.
But you don't.
But
you don't really
rabbit.
Believe the rabbit thing.
I can't discuss this with you again.
I'm just
for
fascinated.
The 567th month in a row. It's just a thing. It's a thing that people do. What's the
Why?
Harm? There's no downside.
No, but what's the upside?
But if look. If rabbit works, it takes 1 second to do. If it doesn't work, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Rabbit. Who's with me? How was everybody's Halloween?
It's pretty good, man. Fine, pretty good.
Jensen, I understand you had all of Southern California at your house last night?
350 candy bars. King-size candy bars were handed out. And I was adamant.
You didn't have that many. There's no way
family.
You had that much candy.
I did.
You didn't have to go on a run?
No. Last year we did 200 and we were out pretty quick. So we were like, let's just try 350. Let's just, you know.
Do you have any left over?
No.
Oh,
we had three left over, I think. So, you know, be honest, 347.
But you would have brought them in.
What is it?
You would have brought it in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No, they 100%. No one doubled up. I'm telling you, it was.
You were really paying attention.
Yes, big time.
I'm thinking like 201.
No,
you lost track.
I like chronicled shoes. I was like, if they put on a mask, I'll know. Like it was intense.
Is your neighborhood one of those where everybody else comes to?
Because it appears it's a great, to be. Yeah, it appears to be. I was. I was shocked to see how many people I think get driven into our neighborhood for.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for the group that has the king size candy. Maybe they know.
350 though. That's that's exceptional.
All night long. It was like I never stopped.
I was not home in New Orleans last night, but my Ring alert went off 60 times. So it looks like it was a, I'm wondering how much of my house is still standing.
What if it was that dude trying to return the money 60 right? times?
God, I missed it.
He was like, I picked Halloween.
Look, I don't know what to do. I figured you'd be home handing out candy.
Yeah. Was
like, what do I do with the $40?
Mm-hmm. I did pick up a couple of times just to see, and it was, in fact, little kids standing on the porch. And I'm just thinking, man, I hope they're not the kind of little kids who get mad when the porch lights are on, but nobody comes to the door. You know what I mean?
Like, and I'm
worried
TV'd.
I got... Yeah, I'm worried about that or broken windows or something. But yes,
kids, I don't think kids, people get that mad.
Kids are much meaner in your
universe. Just move right on.
60, though. 60 seemed like a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah.
But nothing compared to Jensen. My God.
350.
Wow. You can't afford Halloween to come around more often.
No, it was at Costco. It's an expensive venture.
Yeah. No kidding. Kevin, you have anybody at your house last night?
I did not.
Oh, did luck not. Out.
Yeah.
Luck out.
They were like, stay away from that weirdo's house.
here's a story that was completely appropriate for Halloween if you are afraid of snakes. I know, Jensen, this one got under your skin yesterday.
Oh, man.
You know how our friend Adam Carolla, Kevin, has one house that he only owns for visitors?
Yeah, it's a party house.
Yeah, he lives in one house, and then he has another house that he goes over that he allows friends to come to.
That's a bucket list thing for me. I need to do that one day.
Beautiful.
Seriously, it's a pretty sweet deal. Yeah. Well, this is a guy named Donald Munson, who lives in a small town in Indiana called Oxford. He is a county sheriff there, and he lives in his house, but he owns the house next door. What do you suppose he keeps in the house next door, Kevin?
What would he keep in the house next
door? He has a house next door just to keep what in?
His Blu-ray DVD collection hasn't opened up
now
yet?
Now that's a bucket list dream.
You are correct. 140 snakes.
I was going to say animals, but I thought, no, that's not doable. Yes. But I guess with snakes it is.
140 snake
oh,
house.
Oh, my God.
140 snakes live in the house next door.
Nope.
He, this is weird for me because these are his, I guess they're sort of his pets, but he also kind of has a breeding business too. So he keeps them separate from his house and he just checks in on them. And there's another woman, I guess he's kind of subletting some of the house to, who also has a bunch of snakes. Her name is /was Laura Hurst.
Oh, was.
36 years old, because when Mr. Munson checked on the property yesterday, he made a startling discovery, an 8-foot-long python wrapped around the woman's neck.
Oh,
she
my God.
She was dead. Strangled by either her python or Mr. Munson's python. Somebody's python got to her. Now, she obviously had a bunch of snakes and went in there to check on them. I'm just trying to figure out, I don't know enough about big, big snakes. I used to have a boa constrictor, but I never got in a situation like this. How did something like this happen where a snake was able to get up on her, get around her, and strangle her? I'm trying to figure out how it happened.
I don't know, unless maybe the snake wrapped around her feet and then she fell.
And then,
accessible.
I feel like if you have a bunch of snakes and you're super into them, don't you sort of play with them a lot and put them around your neck?
But do they play?
You see people do that
all
the time.
Yeah,
people
carry all the time.
I mean, and not just Britney Spears. You see other people who actually have a big snake wrapped around their neck, and they don't seem to. I mean, I think the trick to that is you make sure they're well fed.
Yeah.
You make sure they're not hungry, right? That's the answer there to not get squeezed.
But is squeeze? See, now that's a question I have. Is squeezing involved in eating?
Like I think that's how they kill their prey.
Oh, boy.
I think they squeeze them to death, right? And then eat them.
Fatality.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's the worst. This is the worst story we've ever told. I would be so afraid of this. Even with one snake.
If I was even in the neighborhood, I would go, one of those snakes is going to get out.
Yeah, and kill me.
So you show up, you know, he's the sheriff, by the way, this guy, he's the sheriff. So he calls, I imagine, his peeps, and they come out and they walk into a house with 140 snakes, including one wrapped around a dead woman. That's what their Halloween was all about.
I don't think that's cool.
He's asking for that's it with 140
ruling.
Snakes. You know?
Yeah, and so she, I guess, if she's moving into part of that house with her own snakes.
The babysitter, yeah.
Apparently she had 20. Were fighting.
Says here she had 20 snakes. How do you keep them separate, too? How do you keep your snakes separate from her snakes? How do you know whose snakes are whose?
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond ornament containers? Because there's quite a run on them right now.
So anyway, there's your Halloween story if you want something to think about. If you want Rocktober to continue, I want you to think about that story a few times today.
That is not how you want to go.
Not
no, it's not.
Mm-mm. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin & Bean Show, shall we?
Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now.
Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus and HBO Max. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff starting up. So we're going to try
choices.
Too much TV.
Keep it straight with Michael Schneider will join us today and kind of explain what those are. We also have you hate follow someone on social media.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
It's kind of all I do.
I don't what?
It's kind of all I do.
I don't really even understand it.
I don't either.
Well, I'm going to have trouble explaining myself.
Okay.
Because who needs more negativity or stress in their life?
It's not that bad. I'm keeping tabs, I guess. I don't know. It's done.
Are they dangerous?
Maybe. Everyone is dangerous. You've heard the snake story. Everyone is dangerous. I just, for some reason, follow people I don't really like.
Okay. That makes us feel good about being followed by Jensen, right?
Yeah.
We're top of the list. Keep it 100 because it's Friday. And we talked to listener Janet yesterday about... Uh-huh. Trick-or-treating as an adult.
Mm-hmm. 36 years old. Well, 37 now, I guess. But she was very proud about going out and getting candy that she didn't even want.
She would go out by herself, no kids, trick-or-treat, throw a tantrum if she didn't get candy. And then, I know this is hard to believe, but then she would go back home and she would throw the candy away.
And she figured it was like her God-given right.
That's right.
Yeah, in order to trick-or-treat.
So we're going to check back in there today and see how it went last night.
And let me remind you.
She's going to go, I live right next to a dude that gave out 350 candy bars.
And I took 349 of them. Let me remind you also, she borrows kids from people.
Oh, I didn't think that was even part. I mean,
yeah.
Part sometimes, yes.
She borrows neighbor's kids. If she uses nieces and nephews so that she can go out and trick-or-treat.
She's straight crazy.
Yes.
So
wackadoodle.
That means we love her and we want to talk to her again today. Mm-hmm. We will take her 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
I like all Weezer songs. It's just a question of how much.
Correct.
They've never made a bad song.
It's either good or great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But their worst is good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's the brand new one from Weezer here on the world famous K-Rock. Jensen is in for Ali today with What's Happening on a Fri-yay.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. Have you ever been to Universal Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah.
You have been. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know they have these, like, mazes that are all themed for movies or TV shows or whatever, Walking Dead, Poltergeist, whatever, mm-hmm. and you go through and Carol Ann's in front of the TV and whatever. What if, when you were going through one of those houses, you noticed that one of the scares or characters was the actual actor or actress from the movie?
That would be a surprise.
That would freak me out.
It would be kind of scary. Well, Lupita Nyong'o did it just this past week, 2 days ago, mm-hmm. over at Universal. She sat in as her character from the movie Us. And throughout the whole night, when people were just walking through the haunted maze, or whatever they call them, it was Lupita playing herself.
That's her character
crazy.
On Us scary?
Yes, terrifying. This isn't This Is Us. That. No, this isn't like a drama or anything. This is the scary movie Jordan Peele directed, where she has the scissors she's like a tethered.
I thought you were talking about the TV show This Is Us. I was like, that's a pretty big letdown then.
That would be the worst horror maze. It's just a bunch of people talking about their feelings.
My bad.
So you're walking around this haunted mansion and a haunted maze, and out of nowhere, it's Lupita Nyong'o.
That is awesome.
And
that is pretty cool.
Yeah, and Universal put out sort of a viral video so you can look at it online, and it's her scaring people.
That's pretty cool.
What a fun gig, though.
Yeah.
When you take a movie, you don't necessarily think you'll be running a maze soon after.
Right.
She, they send out these screeners every year to, like, voters of the Oscars or writers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I get them for being in the Writers Guild, and it's the first one that they sent out this season is Us. She's going to be nominated for Best Actress.
Really?
I think so. Bean?
She was great in it, I'll tell you that.
She's so good.
I mean, it's too early for me to know because in my head, I don't have all the competition. You know,
yes.
I don't know how many must-nominate roles there are this year, but she was terrific in that movie.
Well, I love that movie. This made no sense to me. John Legend and Kanye West have been friends for, I don't know, now 15, 20 years. And recently in Vanity Fair for an interview talking about Jesus is King, he said, I'm not trying to disown Kanye because I still love him and love everything we've done together creatively, but we were never the closest of friends. Which is like kind of shocking because John Legend's basically entire career is, you know, thanks to Kanye.
Yeah.
He's defended him in the past. He's come against him in the past. Like, those guys are kind of synonymous at times. But the singer took to Twitter to clarify his statements. And it did anything but clarify his stance. Can you guys try to help?
Those are my favorite.
Try to help me with
okay.
this.
Okay.
I get why people want to make this a thing, but I was explaining to the reporter how I've seen people I love reacting to the deaths of their mothers. I was thinking specifically of my own mom, Chrissy's mom, and others. Then she asked me if I was referring to Kanye as well after his mother died, and I told her I wasn't really in a position to say because while Kanye and I have a long friendship and have made a lot of great music, we weren't close on that level.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Bean?
You lost me.
Yeah, I don't think it makes any sense. Because he was saying, I don't want to disown Kanye. That has nothing to do with the death of their mothers.
I don't know if he's... I don't know. When you look back at Kanye's career and life...
I don't know. It's a moment where it's a moment with John Legend.
Okay. All right. Made no sense. Okay.
Zero.
What's going on with what's going on with Kanye these days? Is he having some sort of a crisis? Some sort of a meltdown?
No, it seems like he's... dare I say, seems like he's in good shape.
Okay.
Good shape.
Well, I mean, he thinks he's God, sort of. But I mean, like, as far as, like, being manic or drugged up or whatever, he seems like he's actually doing work and getting ready for a tour. I mean, I don't like any of the stuff, but seems like people think he's healthy.
Okay.
Some birthdays today. Toni Collette from The Sixth Sense and Little Miss Sunshine. Larry Flint, Jenny McCarthy, Anthony Kiedis. That's a K-Rock artist. Right. Ronald Bell from Kool & the Gang.
Have to hear Muggs' interview later.
All right, we'll do it later. We'll put them back to back. Bo Bice and Tim Cook.
I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
And that's... Well, it's November 1st, which means a lot of things. It's the season of Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and so many. But most importantly, it means that K-Rock's Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas is on its way. Night one tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. The show's Saturday, December 7th at the Honda Center in Anaheim. You can see Beck, Cage the Elephant, Jimmy Eat World, Young the Giant, Angels and Airwaves, and so much more. On sale today, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, and I'll see you there.
Would you rather have $1 million now, no strings attached, we hand it to you, or flip a coin, and the choices are it lands on one side, you get nothing, the other side, you get $1 billion. We'll discuss coming up in about 15 minutes or so. That is a tough one. Mm-hmm. That's the old bird in the hand right there. It's Friday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's my last Friday. Okay, got it. Friday, right. It's my last Friday, you guys.
Right.
On the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah. Bean speaking?
Bean's quitting. Dying.
I'm not dying. I'm
R.I.P.
Bean. My last day on the show after 30 years is... next Thursday.
Yes.
So this is my last Friday.
So when is the going away party?
We've covered this.
Oh, we've covered it.
Oh, right. We've covered it, yes.
So there's no going away party.
Right. This is the going away party
you
right
allow
now.
It.
This is it. This is it. Yes, not having a going away party. But I do want to say, and I have not had the time, I'll have plenty of time soon because I'll be unemployed, but I have not had the time to respond to the hundreds of emails that I've been receiving and reaching out on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter, from people who have said good luck, well wishes.
Sucker. Oh.
You know, thank you for years of service.
Did anyone say that their dead husband hated you?
No, that was just you, Judson.
Okay,
that only happened to you.
Right.
But I will tell you that I have a cold black heart, so it's very tough to get any kind of emotion out of me. But I will tell you that it has been very touching. It has been very touching, especially the number of people who have been listening to us for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, people, we have been in their lives for most of their lives.
I think we both just assume, like, after a year and a half, you get tired of us, right?
Yes. I know I did.
We all hit a weird realization the other day when we figured out that when you started on the radio, I was 9.
Yeah, we don't need to.
That was
I don't think we need to focus on that.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, I've heard from so many wonderful people who have just said, hey, you've been a really important part of my life. And they're not just talking about me. They're talking about the whole show, obviously. But the show has been meaningful to people. I mean, you can't tell that from the ratings at all.
Right.
But the fact is that there are people out there who are listening who enjoy it. And it's just been, I just want to say thanks. If I don't get the chance to write all of those people back, I just want to say thank you very much for reaching out and letting me know, you know, that you've enjoyed the program over the years. And I appreciate the well wishes. And I'm really excited about moving on to the next thing. But I certainly don't take for granted what a wonderful opportunity this has been for me to be able to have this job. One of the best jobs at one of the best radio stations in America for half my life.
And the next step is heaven, right?
No, I'm not R-I-P-D. Dying. I'm fine. I hope to work again. My plan is to get another radio job after
right,
this.
Sure.
Just in England. That's what I'm shooting for anyway.
You could do radio and when you're dead?
Well, I mean, he means spirit. He means like say like radio. The stories live on or whatever.
I see. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. People are leaving some messages on the Afro line as well. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
Hey, Bean. So November 8th, we won't have time for the thing. Rest in peace, man. Thanks for all your hard work. And just remember not to call anyone pretty when you're on a ferry, because they'll tell you to f*** off.
It's a good tip.
Yeah, I did that one time.
Can't believe Bean is leaving so soon. And you know what? Every day should be a yay day. And you don't take back this Friday. We're going to have Monday, Tuesday, we're going to have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, okay? Every day is a yay day until we leave. I love you.
Yay, yay!
Hey, party people, especially Bean. Bean, I've listened to the Kevin Bean Show since 1994. Even after moving out of the state, I still listen to you guys streaming, the podcast, even became a fan of the B-Team. I'm going to miss you. I missed your bad example. Being Makes Us Guests have always been something that's made my morning wonderful, entertaining, and hilarious. And if you ever go on air again, let me know. I'll follow you on socials. I'll be there. Miss you, Bean.
How awesome is that?
That's very sweet. I was waiting for the joke.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I'll be watching you.
I cut it out just before I said, but.
Right.
I just heard that Bean's not wanting to do anything for going away. I mean, 30 years, man. I mean, come on. You can't just... How are that sentence supposed to end?
What did he say?
How is that sentence supposed to end?
Bean, put on the pigtails and grow a pair. Put on your big boy panties. Do a going away party. You know why? Because you could raise a lot of money for your favorite charity. And people could make donations. So, it's not for you. Okay? God damn it.
I do want to let that woman know she can make a donation in your name at any point. Doesn't need to have a party.
I do like that Bean is disappointed to the very end as well.
Yes, I definitely have I have a long career of disappointing people. This is a, what do they call it, an Irish exit. That's what this is. This is, the party's still going on, you guys. It's not like the show doesn't continue with the, you know, all the great people on it, except for me. But I'm just gone. I just slip out the back door. That's all.
I've been listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for more than half of my life now. I just don't know what it's going to be like after Bean leaves. It's just, we've all been touched by Bean. I mean, at the end of the day, we've all been penis slapped by Bean. So Bean, you've touched us all with your peen. I'm going to miss you, man. Rest in peace.
That's beautiful. Rest in peace.
That is that's a touching tribute.
It's the final countdown for Bean. Rest in peace, Bean. I want to go to England.
Good impression.
I'm going to tell you that this one does not take a turn at the end. It's just beautiful.
Hi, this message is for Bean Baxter. I've listened to K-Rock for the last 30 years, since my kids were teenagers. I've also taught students with special needs for the last 25 years, and I have a granddaughter with Asperger's. You need to know how many lives you've reached by being yourself on the air. You've helped countless teachers and parents understand the children that are differently wired and know that they're okay being who they are, whether they love IHOP, 7-Eleven, the post office and the postmaster general, MAPS, the Edmund Fitzgerald, Pluto, the giant ball of string, and on. You will be greatly missed, and I wanted you to know without having to have difficult personal interactions. Thank you for being you. And thanks for that info, Bean.
That's the greatest Afro call I've ever heard.
And that is crazy to hear,
man. All the best things in the world, man.
That is a crazy laundry list, though, isn't it?
I love her. Thank you so much for that. That means the world to me.
What about this guy?
Hi. I have a little story to tell you. With Bean leaving about 10 years ago, 2008, 2009, was just a terrible time in my life. I was getting a divorce that was really traumatic for me, and things were just terrible at my job. And back then, I don't know why, I just kind of started listening to your show every day. And there were a lot of times back then when literally your show would be the only thing that would put a smile on my face for the whole day. And it's just meant a lot to me. And, you know, it's 10 years later now, and I'm remarried to, like, the greatest woman in the world. And we have a 2-year-old kid, and I have a new job that pays me literally twice as much money. And so things are way better. But I still listen to the show every day, and I still think about how much that meant to me to just have that in my life at that time. It kind of helped me get through what was a really dark time for me. So I just hope that maybe Bean would hear this before he leaves. I know you didn't do it for me, but you did it, and it really made a lot of difference to me. So thank you so much to the show. Keep up the great work, Bean. I love you and will miss you, and have a great time in England. I hope whatever comes next for you goes really well. Thank you all very much. That was it. Bye.
What a whiny little bitch.
You think that was an emotional response? Wait till you hear this.
I mean, everybody's going to give you a nice, heartfelt message of how much you mean to them and how much they're going to miss you. So I want to do the opposite and let you know that you have the worst sneezes out of anybody in radio.
Okay.
You like stupid stuff. You are the worst. And I hope you enjoy retirement or death or whatever you're doing. All right, bye, Bean.
I mean, that felt more in line with you.
Yeah, I'm much more comfortable with that expression of emotion, yes.
323-520.
Guys, are we allowed to say who's going to be on the show Monday morning? Are we allowed to mention it?
Nope.
We're not?
I don't think so.
Dave?
What, Dave?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
That band right there, 21 Pilots, joins us in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show Monday morning. How about that? 21 Pilots stopping by.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen.
Yes.
You're trolling on Reddit.
Yeah, I love the
only
for
some
thing,
sort of swinger action or
no,
something. I'm not
no,
sure
no.
what.
The only thing I look at on Reddit is Reddit asks. That's it.
Reddit asks?
Asks.
Oh, Omar looks at asks.
Right. That's his site. And they ask questions, and I'm always obsessed with seeing what people's answers are. And the one that I saw yesterday I love, which is, would you rather get $1 million? I just hand it over to you. Or I give you the option to flip a coin. Heads, you get $1 billion.
A billion.
Tails, you get nothing. So you have $1 million in your hand.
Okay.
Or do you take the chance to flip a coin and get $1 billion?
Just to clarify, because I'm not that smart.
A billion is more, Kevin.
Is yeah, a thousand millions?
Yes. That's right. A billion is a thousand millions. Yes.
It's unfathomable.
But
your point is that $1 billion is a lot of money?
No, but it's so much more than a million. It's not even it's I flip a coin.
Kevin, that's great analysis.
I flip a coin.
That is exactly.
Thank you, Jensen.
But Kevin, you also are coming at this from the perspective of a guy with money. If you're making $35,000 a year and somebody offers you $1 million,
yeah,
it is life changing.
Yes, but $1 million is not what it was in, you know, even 10 years ago.
Certainly not. Certainly
and
not.
We live in L.A., which $1 million is even less than anywhere else. Like $1 billion, not only do you never have to—I mean, you have to think about working again if you make $1 million.
You have to take,
true. You have to take into account the type of person you are.
Yes.
Hey, Omar.
Now, hey, how are you? If you are
how are you? Okay.
Very entrepreneurial, and you're a kind of a self motivator, and you're that type of person. You take the $1 million.
What?
You take the $1 million. You know why? Because myself, if I take the $1 billion, I would be dead in a month. And that's just...
Well, I mean, I'm not thinking through that much.
Dude, if you get $1 million, you imagine all the craziness that you would get into?
Omar, not a lot, man. $1 million is a lot. Don't get me wrong. It is a lot of money.
It's a tremendous amount of money.
But I'm saying the difference between $1 million and $1 billion is so outstanding.
Yeah, that's what I just said, and you made fun of me.
No, I'm repeating what a genius told me.
Thank you.
And $1 billion is so much that they're not even close to comparable. $1 million is just a very incredible jackpot. $1 billion is like you have an empire.
No, that's what. No, no, no.
And your kids and their kids have an empire.
And their kids' kids.
Yeah.
You invest that kind of money and you are like in a top 1%.
No, I know that. But there's no way you take the $1 billion because you will die.
Like, seriously, like, I most people would not
die because you have too much money.
Most people would not know what to do with that money. Like, I'm talking about the average person.
Yeah.
Most people, if you're coming from a place where you're earning $50,000, you take the $1 million and you work, you continue to work and kind of just...
You're just set up for retirement.
Absolutely.
So what a dull, sensible
person. That's
what you person.
Do. That is too
that's
sensible.
What you do.
He takes $1 million and works.
You don't take the $1 billion and blow it on mansions for everybody, and you don't live a lavish lifestyle that'll potentially
that does
lead
sound
down,
terrible.
Lead down.
Omar is basically saying what happens to a lot of people when they win the lottery,
yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is like, get a bunch of $1 million, then file bankruptcy, or there's like a huge suicide rate or whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and then you make bad friends who are just making friends with you for
yeah,
the money.
But a pretty fun 6 months, man.
Where's the downside? When does the
Listen,
downside
you
kick
take
in?
The million.
No.
Okay,
really?
Let me interject here. Okay. Let me interject
yeah.
here. Okay. Picture you're in this scenario, and again, you're just joining us. The choice is you take the $1 million now, or you flip a coin and either get nothing or $1 billion, okay? Yeah. Let's say you decide to flip that coin. It comes up empty. You have nothing.
Zero.
Right.
In your mind, the devastation of all I had to do was say yes, and they would hand me $1 million. Now you're living with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I think that...
That's sadness, you guys.
But no, I don't think so. I think you, if you take that into account, you go, okay, it's possible I'm going to get nothing. So I have to be okay with that.
You've made that decision.
Yeah,
this is from someone who definitely is not a degenerate gambler.
No,
how do you not beat yourself up, though, for the rest of your life that all I had to do was say yes, and somebody would hand me six figures.
I would have
you know
said,
I mean?
Hey, worth the risk. I would have had $1 billion. Worth the risk.
Now, can I throw something else into the mix?
Yeah.
Take the million and invest it knowing you want to make more from it. So
okay.
don't, you know, like go get
so don't touch
buildings
it.
Or something. Yeah, like don't use it in your normal life and keep working. And I think you're trying to say to yourself, well, I had the chance to get $1 billion, but I'm investing this so that
oh,
over
that,
the next
and then 30 years
from
now, yeah.
you have like, you know, $20 million or All something, right. like $30
million. I don't hate that.
It does feel good to make that decision, but also you had a 50-50 chance to have $1 billion. Good odds.
Yeah, what would you do?
I've thought about this a lot.
Okay.
I would flip the coin.
Really?
You would.
I would. Because
you were just like grilling me for that.
Well, because you said it very strangely. But here's
I mean,
my
you're
reason.
Not wrong.
Here's my reason. I think I would hurt more from the chance of winning $1 billion than I would from passing on $1 million. It's almost like.
Because you would say, I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Even if you're investing it, it's going to turn out.
I would rather take the loss of $1 million than the loss of $1 billion.
Same. But,
so,
well, but wait. But yeah. you're getting the million guaranteed.
Oh, 100%, but I'm losing it by taking the risk. I see it as the money's in my pocket. I'm throwing
it
away.
Let's do this because we're out of time.
I'm going to flip a coin.
Let's flip a coin. Let's flip a coin for Kevin.
Muggs, real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with Bean on this. Like, if I said, you know what? Forget the million. I'm going for the billion, and I miss that. I will be kicking myself in the ass for the rest of my life.
Not
I could have had an easy $1 billion. And
right.
for that, that is a lot for me.
Well, we're testing it for
right.
bugs.
So,
well, hold on. Is which side?
Well, we're going to go with what it says in the game.
Okay. Yeah, that's very important.
Yes.
Heads.
It is.
No, it's not, you weirdo.
No, tails comes up more, doesn't it?
All right. Thank
no,
you, Muggs.
No, it doesn't, Muggs.
It's the weight of the coin, guys.
It
Everybody
is.
Knows that.
Thank
Come
you,
on.
Omar.
Heads,
thank
you. Heads, you get $1 billion. Tails, you get nothing. Okay? So imagine you have $1 million.
Doesn't tails come up more?
Here we go.
Who's first?
Yeah, no, it's just going to be Muggs.
Okay.
Just Muggs? Okay.
All right. It's done. Muggs has $1 billion.
There you
oh
go!
My God!
Just like that.
What a
Whoa.
Crazy win!
And he would have kept $1 million, and now forever you
wow.
would know you gave away $1 billion.
Wow!
Yeah, talk about a guy who'd be dead in a month, right?
I'm saying $1 billion is more than $1 million.
I mean, a decent amount more,
That's
yes.
my point.
Yeah, you
I
did make that point well.
Yes, okay.
I think we established that. Hey, a 37-year-old... who went out trick-or-treating last night. And did she get away with it? I guess we'll find out. We're going to talk to Kevin and Bean listener Janet coming up after the top of the hour.
I mean, do we have to identify her as Kevin and Bean listener?
Well, yeah.
Do you want her on our team?
Let's find out how it went last night. Maybe maybe since last year she's seen the error of her ways.
Oh, you think? Okay.
Seems unlikely, but we'll find out. That's all coming up here on K-Rock. Jensen is in for Allie today. Time for another look at what's happening on this Friday.
This is for Kevin and for Kevin only.
All right.
My feeling is I never watch TV and go, God, I wish I saw that on the big screen. But a lot of people think that.
Depends on the show.
I mean, you really want to see Breaking Bad episodes, even or The Wire or Sopranos? I mean, I'm fine with watching them on my small screen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we are in the minority because 8 Thanksgiving-themed
Friends episodes will debut in theaters.
Does this mean there's a reunion?
No, this is just old episodes that will be in theaters nationwide on November 24th and November 25th.
If I was in that theater and it started, I would walk out.
I wonder,
if I'm already there.
I was not a Friends head, but were Thanksgiving episodes like... Were those the big ones?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever thought.
I don't know if it's like the Simpsons, House of Horrors,
yeah, that's what
or whatever.
I'm saying. Like, yeah. I never thought to myself, Thanksgiving, gotta see those episodes. They actually did 12 episodes of Friends already in theaters for the 25th anniversary, and it grossed a surprising $2.9 million from 1,600 theaters. So this is just something I think we're going to see more and more of happening. Bean, any time like, you've ever wanted to see a TV show on
like,
a big screen?
Like, I think, for example... If you had Game of Thrones, the season, the series finale, mm-hmm. I think I would want to go to a theater to
maybe
to
for
see
first
that.
Run, or you
yeah,
mean
first, like that's how you see the
what about
final.
25 years later?
Yeah, 25 maybe not.
No, I don't think if a TV episode is available at home, I need to see it in the theater. I mean, the only exception would be is when they make a movie out of a TV show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the Downton Abbey. I mean, something like that
well,
would be worth going to see.
How was that? To see that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't gotten to it yet. Oh, but the okay. point is, right. the point is, that, but that's something that's new that you haven't seen before. Yeah, I wouldn't show up for, I don't think I'd show up for Friends, but I...
Meow, 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 meow,
well, there's the theme.
Does this mean there's a reunion?
Meow, 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 meow,
but there are Friends heads who will go to that. That'll be how they spend their Thanksgiving weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm not thankful for that.
Kevin, is there any way I could convince you to go for the show?
No.
All right, fair enough.
No.
My argument is lost.
It's absurd.
Cuba Gooding Jr., he's not having a good year.
No, he's not.
I mean, the first...
And I don't say that to express any kind of sympathy for him. It sounds like he deserves to be having a bad year.
I mean, do you guys know my friend Stacy? Her... Well, my friend Stacy...
It's my friend's Randy's sister, Stacy.
Stacy. You guys heard that story, right? With the fishbowl?
Sure.
Okay. Because, yeah. I mean, he's... He sounds like a nightmare guy.
Yeah.
I believe Randy's Stacy. Now Cuba Gooding Jr. is in more trouble because a video has surfaced of him touching the backside of a Tao nightclub server in Chelsea. It's a black and white surveillance footage. The actor passes the server, then turns around and pats her on the shoulder as he's chatting with another man. He then reaches behind her and touches her butt, prompting her to move away. And this is all part of these lawsuits.
Wow.
That he's being, you know, brought up on. He has like three or four charges of sexual assault.
Who thinks that way?
I don't know. The actor has been indicted on charges of misdemeanor sexual abuse and forcible touching for the incident. And now that there's a video, these six counts, he's going to be guilty, yes?
Wow, I would assume so. Yeah, that video of it?
At least 14 women have come forward and accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of touching them inappropriately.
Wow.
Canceled. I mean, look, it's nice to see reckoning.
Yeah,
I mean,
agreed.
You know, it's nice to see now that there are people who are willing to come forward and expect that they will be believed instead of just discounted for, you know, for especially when you're accusing a famous person of bad behavior.
5 years ago, he gets away with it.
Oh, that's right. He did.
And no one cares.
People laughed and joked around. And I mean, you have to imagine these come up now so much.
Yeah.
Think of all the times no one even had the ability to turn someone in for this stuff. But Cuba Gooding. No longer. Some birthdays. Larry Flint, friend of the show, Jenny McCarthy. You guys have a crazy history with her.
Yeah, it was before she went nuts.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Before the
anti-vaxxing
thing. But she came in here and then you guys suggested her for Singled Out, right?
Yeah, we recommended her to, you know, our boss who had hired us here at K-Rock ended up running MTV. Mm-hmm. And we got in touch with him and said, this Jenny McCarthy is going to be great on television. And he gave her Singled Out. So it was a big, big move for her. And
incredible.
We used to have a real good relationship with Jenny.
And that's something next week we should talk about in passing, like a segment. Just the legacy in which you guys are leaving behind of people who you have suggested or inadvertently changed a career for. Because it's nuts. There's no radio show ever.
We have often said that the talented ones are able to get off the show and leave.
Right.
The rest of us just keep on plugging away.
Fingers crossed for me, Bean. Anthony Kiedis, Rick Allen from Def Leppard. He's the drummer. One arm.
Yes.
The Jim Abbott of drumming. Bo Bice, American Idol. He's also the Jim Abbott of American Idol. And Tim Cook.
This is all I care about today.
Yeah.
You are very much in love with Janet, aren't you?
I love Janet.
Janet is the listener that we talked to last year about her trick-or-treating. She joins us on the phone for an update because it is the day after Halloween. I say this is an annual tradition to check in with Janet every November 1st. Janet, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear. How are you?
and trick-or-treat.
And trick-or-treat to you as well. Now, I know we have to talk to you about Halloween stuff, but Dave, our producer, put you on hold, and he just told us something very shocking because we were trying to figure out how old you are, and we thought you were 36, and you told him what?
I told him that I just found out that I'm 38.
I'm sorry, but how did you...
How does that happen?
Talk us through just finding out.
Well, I don't celebrate my birthday because I don't like birthdays.
Okay, fine. Uh-huh. But you know your birth year, right?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, like,
what?
I know my birthday date, and October the 3rd is my birthday, and that's the only thing I know. What year it was, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, Janet, you're the greatest. Wait, so Janet, so you're saying, like, you knew. It wasn't a surprise to find out, oh, I was born 2 years earlier and I wasn't told. It's just that it's never in your mind.
It's not important.
It doesn't come up.
I never think about it.
Right.
Like, when my birthday comes up, I was like, oh, okay, today's my birthday. Ooh, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing more.
All right, I respect that. Are you married, Janet?
Oh, heavens, no.
No.
If I was married, I wouldn't be having this much fun in my life.
Okay.
She's probably right.
All right. So speaking of fun, we spoke with you last year, and you were unapologetic about being a grown-ass woman who was not at all afraid to trick-or-treat. You said, if I remember correctly, trick-or-treating is for everybody. It's not just for little kids, right?
Mm-hmm. I stand by that.
And this is one of the reasons was that last year I had full adults taking candy from my bowl, and I hit one of their hands away.
It drove you crazy.
And Janet was mad that I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Did you go out last night, Janet?
Yes, I did.
And tell us about it. How did it go?
Wait, did you go by yourself, or did you
steal kids,
as you said before?
No, I did not borrow any kids this year because this year, after trick-or-treating, I wanted to go have some drinks. So I can't have any little kids with me.
So you're by yourself.
Right, right, right.
Okay. All right, did you get any kind of pushback from anyone because you were an adult woman?
Well, that's how I found out that I was a grown-up, because I told my daughter that I was going to go trick-or-treating and if she wanted to go with me. And then she says, you know, you're 38, right? You shouldn't be doing that.
Wait, how old is
your daughter?
Yeah,
I don't know if we got that last year.
How old's your daughter?
She's 20.
Right.
Okay.
So she's too old
to trick-or-treat.
She's too old.
20's
right.
Too old, 38's fine.
She says, I would go with her. I would be happy to get dressed up and go with her. But she doesn't want to because she thinks she's too old.
Right.
Yeah, well, she's right.
She's right,
by the way. She's the right.
Your daughter's right.
Okay, so you went out by yourself. Are you like a tiny Asian woman or something so people might think that you're a kid?
Like you're 4'9", 4'10"?
I am 5'3".
Okay.
And I'm regular. Look normal.
Debatable.
You look like an adult.
Yes.
From the outside, but you're not regular.
In the inside.
Yeah,
Janet, what did you dress up as? Did you have a costume?
Yes. I was a vampire princess. I'm a princess every day, and I suck the blood out of everybody, so that seems to suit me just fine. I'm a vampire princess.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm. It's all is on brand.
did any of the houses last night argue with you about your, I don't want to give you, where's the kid?
No, because I was there, and I just show up like with a whole bunch of little, you know, if there were little kids, then I follow the kids, and I was like, trick-or-treat, and if not, I just
my God, you stand around and wait for a group of kids and just blend in.
No,
she monopolizes on a group.
No, that only when they are around, and that's what I do. But if they're not around, then I am not afraid to go out to a door, knock on the door. So long as it's not Freddy Krueger-ish, mm-hmm. I knock on the door, and then I was like, trick-or-treat. And if they look at me funny, I was like, what, you've never been a child before? And they just smile, grin, chuckle, and they give
me. They just want you off their property.
Right.
Why?
Right? If I give her candy, will she go away?
Janet, last year, the most shocking part of your phone call was that you don't even eat the candy. What did you do with your haul from last night?
It's in the trunk.
What are you going to do with it?
With a bunch of bodies.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So last year you told us the same thing. You go trick-or-treating, you demand candy as a woman in your 30s, and then you went home and threw it away.
Yes, that's usually the norm.
Okay, so it's in your trunk. Is it headed for the trash?
Yes. I don't know what's in it. I don't know who's touched it. So, yeah, it has to go in the garbage.
Then why do you go and get it if you don't want it? The whole point of trick-or-treating is you want the candy.
Because it's fun to do it. It's just exciting. You just go there and you get to be a child all over again and just feel free and not worry about bills, not worry about life. Just be you for a minute or two.
Couldn't you, donate the candy to... I don't know. There's got to be a place you could donate it to.
Yeah, there's
needy
places,
children or whatever. What?
Yeah, but why would I give that to a child when they'll have to go to the dentist and go through the pain of having their teeth pulled out?
But because kids love Halloween candy. That's why.
Janet's the one we're afraid to give the candy to my kid.
Janet, you're a miracle.
You're the best, Janet.
You're amazing.
So did your 20-year-old daughter ask you for some of the candy?
No, she doesn't need candy either.
She went out and hung out with friends and stuff, and she's like, oh, my mom who trick-or-treats.
She thinks I'm weird.
How dare she?
I have a lot in common with your daughter.
All right, Janet.
You guys ever go trick-or-treating?
No!
Do you guys ever want to feel like a kid?
No!
Don't you guys ever have the little tickle of just, you know what, let's do it just because it's there and it's fun?
You know what? But we've already been kids. We've already done that. We've already had our turn.
By the way, I just won $100 for Janet saying tickle on the radio. That was one of my predictions.
But you know, it's so weird that you don't care about the candy. You're willing to just toss it out. And you still go through all that work to get it.
Yeah, because it's fun. I mean, like, my feet hurt right now, and I feel like I had 10 shots of vodka, rum, you know, Jack Daniels or whatever else is there. But I had to be at work today at 6 in the morning. So
did you also got drunk last night after the trick-or-treating?
I didn't get drunk. I just had a few drinks.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you hungover?
I had no comment.
Okay. Can we send mugs over to your car?
To get the candy?
Get some candy out of the truck?
Hey, I can pass by your place later on and you guys can have it all.
Thank you, Janet.
I don't think we want you coming here, though.
I just imagine Janet standing outside of her car asking people if they want candy, and I think we're done with this segment.
That's going to go south.
Janet, happy...
Don't tell me you guys have never even imagined doing this.
No, not at all.
There's never been a day I thought.
No. Happy belated Halloween.
And we'll talk to you next November 1st.
Yes, I'll look forward to it. Thank you, Janet.
Sounds good. Hey, Bean?
Yes.
I'm going to miss you so much. Don't leave. Please don't go.
I wasn't going to leave until this phone.
Can we call Janet back?
Maybe not right now.
Let's call Janet back.
Although you got a whole weekend ahead of you for you two to spend together. Hey, Friday means a couple of things on the Kevin and Bean Show. We add some songs to the Kevin and Bean That's My Jam playlist coming up at the end of this hour. Give you some new music for the weekend. And then just after 9, we invite you to text us for any song you want. Any K-Rock song we have, we'll play it for you. It's Keep It 100. That's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Talking about social media off the air. Yeah. And Jensen said that he has people that he, quote, hate follows.
Yeah.
Friends, ex-friends, or celebrities? What category?
A little of everything, I think, is probably the answer there.
Why do you hate follow?
Okay, I want to establish up front that this doesn't take any emotional toll on me. So I know that we've said a couple times, like, oh, the negativity, blah, blah, blah. It is so insignificant to me that I'm just scrolling.
So you just don't care?
No.
But if they're not giving you anything that you enjoy?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
You have followed someone that maybe you were close with 4 or 5 years ago, and you followed them at that time.
Yeah.
Since then, you've sort of been like, I don't really hang out with them anymore. I don't know. They've done a couple weird things. Do you unfollow them then?
Because
I do not, and that to me becomes sort of a hate follow, because I'm following their life yet in physical.
But
I don't want to hang out with them.
But just because you don't want them, you don't want to hurt their feelings?
Yes.
If they
but there also seems to be some sort of hunger inside me to just see what they're up to.
That's the weird thing.
And I have no idea why, because I could call them and be like, what are you up to? But instead, I want to see, you know, the avocado toast they had on Sunday.
But also, you don't want to go with them for avocado toast.
No, I would never. I'd rather kill myself.
So what's that? So why? I don't understand the reason. By the way, we're going to take your calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. You hate follow someone on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
I brought this up the other day. For some reason, I follow the guy who created Entourage, Doug Ellen, which is one of my most absolute hated television shows of all time. I think that it's just a garbage show.
Did you also hate watch it?
Wait, did you?
Yes, I also watched almost every episode.
Why?
Because it's so bad. I'm like feeding myself the terribleness. Like, I'm like, there's no way that they're going to demean a woman in this episode again, and then it happens every 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's in the next one. You should have thought, of course, they're going to demean a woman.
Yeah, most likely.
This time.
Most likely.
Did Doug do anything else other than Entourage that maybe caught your interest? Or that's the only thing that
No, he did that, and then he did the show that was about jeans, but it was also just like Entourage.
Okay.
It's like a jeans Entourage. How to Make It in America, I think it was called. But I don't know. He's posted about this. He was engaged, and then that engagement fell apart, and then he started dating someone, and then that woman said, I don't know why. I don't even know why I care so much about his life, but I seem to be hate following him, and I know about his life through Instagram.
Huh. My guess is you feel that he contributed such an awful show to the world,
yes,
that you follow him hoping that he'll get his just rewards.
Like he'll post a picture of him getting hit by a car?
Yes. You're hoping, you want to be among the first to enjoy the karma of something bad happening to this man that created Entourage.
So you don't.
But I'm going to say that's unhealthy emotionally, and Jensen's saying it.
It doesn't, but it has no effect on
there's
me, really.
There's no emotion attached.
I wish it did, because I would admit it. There's no one you follow, for example, that you like as a person, maybe, but they post like live life laugh or whatever, and like inspirational quotes and motivational quotes.
No, I didn't follow those people.
So even if you like them,
yeah.
See that's not where I am. So if I like someone, and yes, I think
to
so.
To unfollow them?
Well, I think they see it at some point. Oh my God, Kevin doesn't follow me anymore, and that I'm trying to avoid that as well.
I mean, I'm not trying to hurt their feelings, but also there's stuff that comes.
Would you
across...
tell them you're like you're terrible on social media?
No. No, of course not.
So I run into you on the street. Kevin, you don't follow me on Instagram anymore. Why?
I'll just say, I don't know, man. I just, I was going through the other day. This is my excuse. I was going through everybody that I follow, and I just realized, you know, I was just going through and unfollowing people. I must have hit yours on accident.
Kevin, that super hurts my feelings. can you refollow me now?
I mean, I probably would then, because I don't want
to hurt.
Let me help you out. Hand me your phone real quick.
I do not want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
But I also don't want to follow people that I'm not interested in. They don't have any content that I'm interested in.
Why? Bean, there's no one you follow that you are like, oh my God, there's such a fire, you know, like a dumpster fire on social media.
No, but then again, I'm exceptional in my social media in that I am very selective.
Yes.
Very, very selective. I follow very few people.
How many?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you
I
do.
Mean, Twitter. I don't.
By the way, we're going to take calls.
Twitter about 100. I think Instagram about 50, maybe.
Well, so that is very little.
Yeah, not a lot.
We're taking calls, and I think that you're going to be surprised by how many people say, yeah, I follow someone that infuriates me on Instagram. I see they dress up in thirst traps or whatever.
I'll give you a perfect example. I followed, at the beginning, Donald Trump.
Right.
Because our president of the United States was tweeting 50 times a
Were
day.
Were you following him even before he was?
No.
Okay.
No. So when he took over, and then I started reading the stuff, and I was like, oh, I should probably be up on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then he tweeted so much, and I got tired of it. And probably a week later, I just unfollowed. It just, mm-hmm. It wasn't.
I do not follow the president. Do you, Bean?
I don't. And the only reason is because everything he tweets makes news anyway, so I still see
that's
it.
That's kind of the same for me.
Even without following. I bet there are people who follow celebrities that they really don't like, kind of like you with your Doug Ellen Blake.
Yeah.
What do you want to bet there are people who just like part of their life is hating the Kardashians, for instance, that are probably following the Kardashians?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And they're secretly fascinated with them.
But you
maybe
think they enjoy being angry at the Kardashians?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's
they do
guess.
Get something out of it.
Yeah, I guess they get the feeling that they're better than the Kardashians because they can eye roll.
They can look down
at them. Those posts or something.
Don't you think most of these reality shows, 90 Day Fiancé or like Jersey Shore, like isn't that sort of hate watching? Like
hate watching TV. Even.
Yeah, you don't want to like love them. They're not like people you're like, wish I went to a buffet with them this week. Like you're like, this person makes me angry.
I will hate watch a television show, but. Then I lose interest.
Right.
If it's not entertaining or whatever, then I just lose interest and I unfollow.
I mean, a lot of these, I mean, the reality shows gets us into a whole other area. But I mean, there's nobody watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette because they like those people.
Exactly.
They're watching it because they want to see the drama.
Because it's a train wreck, yeah.
And maybe they would follow them on social media for the same reason,
but,
just because they're invested at this
point.
But
if there's no train wreck, then don't they just go, oh, this didn't pay off. I'm unfollowing.
Remember that we talked about her not that long ago about someone I went on a date with, and I think that she takes too many photos with her brother.
Yes.
And it looks like they're dating. I would not take $1 million to stop following
her. Right,
it is one of the greatest follows I have.
But
every time she posts, I go, is that her boyfriend or her brother? I can't tell.
You're getting something from that, though.
I feel like I'm doing that with everyone.
All right. Who do you hate follow? Jamie, we're going to go to right after a very quick break. You please hang on in Highland Park, and we'll take your calls as well. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up
back
next on
K-Rock. Back me up, guys. Back me up.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Let's take some phone calls on this topic, which is, You hate follow someone on social media.
Steven writes in from the 714. I follow a girl on Instagram who got a job I really wanted. I knew her previously, but I still feel bitter about it. I still follow her, though, because her and her friends are super hot. Okay, now that's an exception.
That's kind of a love follow.
You're getting something from
that. Yes, exactly. All right, let's find out what Jamie is getting in Highland Park with the hate follows that she's got going on social media. Good morning, Jamie. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on.
Thank you. Good morning. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you very much.
Oh, how about that? First time. This is the topic that got you to call. Who are you hate following and why?
A few of my ex coworkers from my old job.
Why?
Well, because at first I was like, because we're coworkers, right. I thought it would be like, I'll just follow them just to be cordial. But then once I leave the job, I just follow them for a little bit just to see like how they're doing. Mm-hmm. But eventually I end up like unfollowing them because I'm over it and I don't want to see what they're doing anymore. So I'm like, whatever.
But Jamie, isn't it true that you look at those posts? I mean, when you're scrolling, doing the mindless scroll that we all do, those are the ones that I stop at the most. The ones that I barely care about.
What?
I don't know.
I'm going to suggest you don't barely care about them then.
That might be true. But the ex-coworker is such a good example of someone that I felt like I had to follow. We're all in that situation, you know? And then at a certain point, I'm like, oh, she got a real ugly fiance. Like, those are the things that excite me more than normal, like your baby pictures.
Okay, but Jamie, you end up unfollowing eventually. You just do it for a little while.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's because it's the same stuff that they always unfollow. Like, if they're already married or they've been with the same person for a long time, like, I eventually lose interest.
All right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So thank you for the call.
If we've learned anything, it's if I hate you, keep your life fascinating.
Let's go to Michelle, line 3. She's in Irvine. I love Michelle. This is great.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Great, what's going on?
You hate follow someone?
I miss you already, Bean, by the way.
Thank you.
So apparently, like, you become an acquaintance with somebody and you follow them, and you might get to see them again in the future, but they might just turn out to have, like, borderline personality disorder.
Yes, yes.
Uh-oh.
And so you follow the post over time and you realize, like, there's something a little off about this person. And then eventually they start to show their true colors and they start to, like, rage post about
everything.
And then
he's excited, too. So you get something out of it, Michelle.
No, I don't. I'm afraid to unfollow them.
Michelle, this sounds like a main event to me. These are the people that I want to follow. People that I don't want to see in real life, but I want to know everything about their personal.
But they're psycho and you're afraid if you unfollow, they might...
Hell yeah, man. I'm sticking with them.
What?
I don't have to worry about unfollowing them.
We're like associates at best, but the things that they post and the way that they post have me afraid that I'm going to click unfollow and then... I'm going to get blasted or I'm going to get a private message. Like, so
this
I just let
so
it
weird.
Be. And, but every time I scroll by them, I'm like, I don't want to see this person
Can
anymore.
I ask how many of those do you have? Or it's just one person?
I only have one, okay. And it's been bugging me so much lately, I've been dying to tell somebody about it, so this is perfect.
Well, Michelle, I encourage you to follow more, because I think that they're great, and they're the funniest follows on Instagram. But I do want to tell you also that you could mute that person, and they won't know. You could always, it's a newer feature.
I feel like that is disingenuous.
So Michelle wants to see her. See?
She does.
See, she's one of us.
She does.
One of us.
One of us. All right. Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Let's go to Becca, Buena Park, line 5, up next on the Kevin Bean Show, talking about hate follows here on K-Rock.
Hey, Becca.
Hey, Becca.
Hi. How are you?
What are you up to?
Well, I was on my way to work, but I stopped because I just laughed about this segment.
Fantastic.
So... Yeah, so there's this girl that I used to work with at a strip club, and she used to look totally normal. Please don't say I gave the person her Instagram so that way you guys could look it over.
Okay.
Used to look totally normal, and if you look at her Instagram now, you could tell that she went from stripper to porn star to extreme porn star.
Wow.
By plastic surgery, you mean?
Yes, very much. A lot of.
yes.
A tremendous amount of surgeries.
Yes, she used to have normal sized boobs, you know, normal nose, everything like that, and regular brown hair, just a normal looking stripper. But now she's like extreme, and she calls herself like a bimbo doll.
She has a lot of tattoos also.
Yes.
Face tattoos even.
Yeah.
This is just
nothing wrong with face tattoos.
No. I'm just trying to give a picture. this is the type of stuff I adore, just so it's out there. People who are having a total mental breakdown to an extent on Instagram, but you don't ever run into her or anything? You just watch her life over Instagram?
Well, I used to live out there in Riverside, so she still lives out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to go out there to, you know, any of the bars that she goes to locally, which she frequents a lot,
right,
I probably would run into her and try to rip one of her pasties off as a joke.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That's much more serious.
Very aggressive, Becca.
Not as a mean, not like not mean.
No, no,
or
in a
fun
way. No, it's very absolutely, friendly. Like in the cutest way. Hey, so would you ever unfollow her? No, right? This is a dream.
No, because she's just every week she's trying to get another plastic surgery. So I just want to see what else. I'm imagining she's going to end up on Botched too.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. See? You've got a front row seat for the disaster.
That's what I'm talking
for the
about,
meltdown.
Man.
I get it, Becca. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. I enjoyed you in Hustlers also, by the way. You were great. Let's go to Amy Woodland Hills, line 7. This one will surprise you guys.
Hey, Amy.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hate follows. What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
And I don't hate follow anybody, but my sister, her and her husband don't like me, and she follows me, and she was the one that invited me to Facebook because I was new to Facebook at the time, and she sent me an invite, and whenever I go to her house, she doesn't even speak to me or anything.
Whoa.
For an occasion.
This just got dark and dramatic.
Yeah, this is very Maury.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
She follows you on Facebook, and you think she's doing that. Why, if she doesn't care about you?
You know, I just think she puts up a good show. I mean, she's a little diva-ish. I didn't give her that title. My actual another brother-in-law gave her that title, and I would have to agree because she wants to be in the spotlight. I'm the oldest, so
she wants to keep tabs on you, is what we're thinking, Amy. Like, she just wants to see what
Maybe.
You're up to? Yeah.
She doesn't tell me anything. I don't know. She was friendly before she met this guy toward me, but...
Do you post no garbage clue. Stuff, Amy? Are you, like, what do you post?
I have my own... I have a community page, but my own stuff, I only post a few times.
Is your community page crazy?
A dozen times a year, maybe.
What? Yeah.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say. Can I come to your house for Thanksgiving?
It's going
to
be great.
Is there any way I could be invited and be at that table? Because it sounds like that's where the fireworks are this year.
Well, you could come, but she wouldn't say anything because she has to keep up a good face for everyone. And
oh, she's such
a
diva.
She doesn't want to show the hostility. But when she says something, there's a little spite in her voice.
I love it. I'm in, too.
You know what? I'll come also. You know what? Let's all go to
we're
her
all
house
going,
for Thanksgiving.
We're all going
to
Amy's house.
I'd like to go to London.
Bean, it sounds like you have someone who's moving in with you.
You know what? London is
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:50. By the way, this morning at 10,
mm-hmm.
tickets go on sale for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1.
10 at noon?
Just 10.
Oh, 10. 10 straight, o'clock. Okay.
Straight 10 a.m. Don't confuse right. people like I
okay.
do.
Okay.
Beck, Cage, the Elephant, Jimmy World, Young the Giant, Angels and Airwaves, and a whole lot more. But 10 a.m. today is yep. when they go on sale.
It's good news. It's going to be a great show. Hey, this is one of my very favorite segments of the whole week that we mm-hmm. do here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's where we add songs to our That's My Jam playlist. In for Allie to shepherd us through this week's new releases. Here's Jensen.
That's right. A lot of people think we pick the music that gets played on K-Rock. We do not.
We like most of it, but we also like other stuff.
We have nothing to do with it. So we take this time to sort of give you what we would pick if we were in charge of the playlist. So... all of our picks over the, I mean, it's like 6 hours worth of music. We've been doing it that long. If you go to @KevinandBean on social media, you can find our That's My Jam playlist. It's a hot, it's, this party's lit, is what I'm saying. Kevin, what is your pick for That's My Jam this
Mine week? Is Son of a Bishop.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of him?
No.
No.
His name is Matthew Johnson. He's a soul singer from Atlanta. He's one of those guys that sort of has had a great voice his whole life. But he does backup. He's sung on Stevie Wonder songs.
Oh.
You know, Chance the Rapper, Sam Smith, Pharrell, everybody. He's just one of those guys. And he finally sort of got his shot this year when he released an EP. You might have heard his song, Love Left Me Lonely.
No, I don't know him.
I didn't know that either, but that apparently was his
popular.
Big hit.
Got it.
And this is from the same EP. This is Son of a Bishop, and it's called Fall.
So fire burning. That checks out, man.
The whole EP is great.
That checks out for Kevin at like a Turkish nightclub, 3 a.m., dancing around.
Why am I at a Turkish nightclub?
Listen, man, you travel. You're a man of...
That is, that's Dance or Die Kevin right there.
That is. Bean, what is your choice for That's My Jam?
Well, I think you guys are all going to be very excited by this. You know our friend Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age?
Yes,
he has for 20 years now, he has been putting out music under the name Desert Sessions, where it's just he and a bunch of his musical friends get together out in the Coachella Valley and just lay down a bunch of tracks. And this new one that just came out this week has Billy Gibbons on it. It has Jake Shears from Scissor Sisters. And the track that I have picked here... Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top is on one track, too. The track that I picked here is called Crucifier. And again, this is Queens of the Stone Age, essentially, Josh Homme plus friends, with Royal Blood's Mike Kerr, lead singer of Royal Blood, singing on this song. Tell me how much this song rocks. Again, it's called Crucifier. Call it smoking in my face.
Want to just be out there in the studio when they're doing all of this?
Yes.
Just sit and watch.
That
and
Queens of the Stone Age tempo, like no one else can do it. It's like only Josh and no one else.
And they're just, you can just tell they're just doing it because they love the music, you know what I mean? There's no commercial aspirations for it. It's just for the fun of it.
It's been a while since they put one of these out, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been like 16 years since they put one of these out. It's been a super long while, but they are back. And again, that's Mike Kerr from Royal Blood singing on Crucifier for Desert Sessions.
With Halloween just behind us this week, I've been revisiting a lot, obviously, here on the show of Halloween songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot that my favorite album of all time could be considered a Halloween album. I love this rap group so much that I have their logo tattooed on my body. This album, 6 Feet Deep by the Gravediggers, changed my life forever in 1994. It's what got me really into thinking I could rap and, you know, basically be a suburban kid who has fun. This is RZA and Prince Paul. RZA from Wu-Tang, Prince Paul from De La Soul. They got together and worked with a bunch of artists that they thought the industry did them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so they created a concept album where these guys are quote-unquote coming back from the dead. And they all took on, you know, names like the RZA Recta or the Grim Reaper. They took on these names and used those metaphors to talk about their careers, and it's amazing. This song was one of the more popular. It was used in a bunch of soundtracks, and it still gets played a lot. It's Gravediggers from the album 6 Feet Deep. It's called 1-800-SUICIDE. Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. So you wanna die, commit suicide. Dial 1-800-SUICIDE line. Fawn's like, yo, it ain't worth it. Put a rope around your neck and jerk it. The trick didn't work. Your life was all fucked up from the first day of birth. After watching Jackie Gleason walk into a precinct, gun down a captain for no fucking reason. I mean, it's positive. It's really upbeat.
It's like horror. It was called horrorcore. It's like the same way that like you used to listen to like, you know, death metal and know, oh, the lyrics are kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah.
6 Feet Deep. Great,
I guess.
Allie
is not in today, but she still was able to send in her pick. It is a group called Michigander out of, guess where they're from?
Ohio?
Illinois? No, they're from Michigan.
Oh, we both got it wrong.
It is a solo project formed by frontman and Michigan native Jason Singer. First debuted in 2016, but they had a new EP come out called Where Do We Go From Here? That came out in September. They're playing at the Glass House tonight in Pomona.
Wow.
So if you like what you hear, you can go see them very easily. They've been on tour before with people like Ra 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 Riot or Run the Jewels, Twin Peaks, Tokyo Police Club. But this song that she selected is their newest single. It is called Misery. But if you think I'm misery and made me own a company, it never leaves me alone. No, just tell me what you're thinking, because I think I feel the same as you. She got my knees shaking, she takes my heart and breaking it too.
Love that.
It's very good.
Love that.
Allie sending her good songs even when she's not feeling great.
Kind of Oasis-y a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
I like that.
Again, That's My Jam. Over 6 hours of music. You can get to it through our social media, either on Twitter or Instagram. It's at Kevin and Bean. That playlist will get your party lit.
Would it?
this party lit.
Okay.
Celebrity birthdays: Toni Collette, Jenny McCarthy, Anthony Kiedis, Bo Bice of American Idol, and Tim Cook.
Can I just say, not that I'm getting emotional at all, but in my final week on the Kevin and Bean Show, how happy I am to see our old friend Michael Schneider, senior editor of Variety, stop by. Michael, you would be a person I would definitely want to say goodbye to.
Bean, I almost wore a suit today because I felt like I was coming to your wake. But
yes. R.I.P. Bean.
R.I.P. Bean.
I'm still alive. Still alive. Michael, the reason we have you in, though, is because we are at overload on deciding what we're going to stream, what services we're going to be buying. Because, you know, if you already have the Netflix and you already have the Hulu and maybe you even have a CBS All Access and you think, OK, I'm covered and I got those. I'm good. And then you find out about Disney Plus. You're, well, I got a Disney Plus. Then you hear about Apple TV and you go, I don't know what that is. And then you hear there's something called the Peacock. And it just gets to the point where we're spiraling out of control and we need some guidance, my friend.
Yeah, and you didn't
we
even mention Quibi.
We can't afford them all.
Yeah, Quibi. Quibi, right, six-minute network.
Sure. Yeah.
Now we're getting into the point where a lot of these things are, if they're not already online, they're coming online. And today is the day for Apple TV Plus, right?
Today is the day, Apple TV Plus. So if
now, this is confusing for people because there's always been a thing called Apple TV.
Yeah, and that's where, I mean, there's a lot of brand confusion out there right now because, you know, obviously you have Amazon Prime if you want free shipping, but then there's also Amazon Prime for TV. And now Apple's sort of the same thing. So if you have a device, if you have a brand new device, then you're going to have a year of free Apple TV Plus, which is nine new shows that are going to be rolling out over the next couple of months.
And that's the smallest amount of programming that any of the streaming services are offering, right?
Yeah, it's a little more premium oriented, and that's why it's also the cheapest of all these services at $4.99.
The one we've been hearing the most about is the Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell morning show. What's the word on that?
You know, reviews have been mixed on this one, and honestly, it looks great. They spent a lot of money. They spent like more than $15 million an episode on this.
An episode.
By the way, all of these shows on Apple TV, they're not cheap.
No.
So C, the one with Jason Momoa, was around $17 million an episode.
Wow.
What are they doing?
So they are spending some monies. But yeah, morning show, honestly, it feels a little pedestrian to me. Jennifer Aniston is great. And maybe there's going to be a Friends reunion at some point.
Maybe there's a reunion.
And it sort of is because, you know, Reese Witherspoon played, what, her sister on Friends?
Yes. Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So it is a little bit of a Friends reunion,
very
Kevin.
Very excited.
Nonetheless, it's okay, but it's not my favorite of the new Apple shows.
What's your favorite? The Space Show?
The Space Show, For All Mankind. It's interesting because it's sort of an alternative history. It's the idea of what if the Russians beat us to the moon first, and how would the NASA, how would the government have reacted? And it sort of
like
goes
that
down,
didn't happen, by the way.
Exactly.
I mean, do they admit the world's flat finally?
Right. And then it was all staged?
Yeah.
That's season two.
Okay.
But no, it's really interesting, really well done. And well cast as well. That's probably my favorite of these.
Let me ask you a difficult question. Is it worth it?
You know, if you have the phone, if you already are buying a new Apple, then it's sort of, you know, it's a nice cost benefit. It's you know, it's value added. So the question is, are you going to go out on your own and pay $4.99 for Apple TV Plus? I don't think many people are going to, and I don't think they expect many people to. I think it's part of this longer, you know, Apple wants to control the ecosystem. They want to control you watching TV overall.
Sure.
They want you to use that app to watch all TV, not just their shows, on their phone or on their devices. And then if you see a show that you want to watch, like The Morning Show or For All Mankind or See, then maybe you'll plop down an extra $4.99, or maybe you're in the market for a new phone or a new device anyway, so that'll
you'll see it as a plus
to go ahead and buy it.
Can I ask you, because we're 2 weeks away from the Disney Plus launch.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a kid and not buying this service.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of America, obviously. Is everyone vying for second place at this point? Do they know that, or does everyone think that they have the best content coming out?
Well, you know, I think Disney by far seems to be the must buy, right?
Because it has Marvel, it has Pixar, it has The Simpsons,
I feel like honestly, we don't have a choice on that one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We just have to.
And
get
that $6.99 price point was the killer app, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the second they announced that, everyone else went, oh, no.
It seemed like everyone lowered their prices.
Yeah. The best that they could. HBO was kind of stuck in a hard place. So, you know, Warner Media is coming out with HBO Max next year. But, you know, people pay right now $15 a month for HBO. So they couldn't go lower.
Yeah.
So that new HBO Max is going to be $14.99, which sounds steep. But if you've already been paying $15 a month for HBO, then you're going to be willing to switch over and you're going to be able to.
Oh, So you're going to be paying the same amount, but you'll get extra programming.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea is, okay, so now I get all this, you know, Looney Tunes stuff and all these new movies.
And, Rick and Morty
and South Park. Which we were talking about. They spent a lot of money for the rights to South Park. So
can you clear this up for us? Because we had problems with it the other day. HBO Go is the one that you have for online when you have HBO already, the channel.
Yeah, if you have HBO on your cable system or on DirecTV, then you have HBO Go to watch on your devices.
You can do that now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. HBO Now is the service I have because I do not have the channel, so I have purchased HBO Now, which gives me an app that gives me all the HBO programming.
And how much is that?
$15.
And is that changing?
Yeah, so that's the one where you could switch over and then get HBO Max instead.
For the same price and
for
get the same
price. Stuff. Yeah, yeah. So,
that's a good deal.
All right.
So the idea is, why would you keep HBO Now? And you know, I think eventually most HBO Now subscribers will move over, but there's some complications. If you're buying HBO Now through a cable provider or through, say, Amazon or Hulu, it's going to be a little more complicated.
And why would you ever have HBO the cable channel now? There would almost be no reason, unless you didn't have an Apple TV or something, in order to get all these extra benefits.
I think some people still like having it on their cable system, and you get all those extra HBO channels like HBO Family, HBO 2, and you know, there is also this kind of inertia. It's hard to change. If you're already paying DirecTV a certain amount a month, you don't want to bother to go through and like pull things out and then resubscribe somewhere else. And so I think the linear HBO is going to be around for a while.
And where would you watch Police Academy 3 if you don't have HBO Classics?
At 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Absolutely.
This is the voice of our friend Michael Snyder, senior editor of Variety here on K-Rock. We're talking about all of these streaming options now. I mentioned the Peacock. I didn't make that up. That's real, right?
You didn't make that up. It wasn't a fever dream. It is what NBC and Comcast is going to be doing in the next couple of years. Now, theirs is going to be different because theirs is actually going to be free, but you're going to have to be a cable subscriber. So essentially, you have to authenticate your cable subscription, and then you'll get this whole new service. And that's where eventually The Office is going to be in a lot of the NBC Universal shows.
Well, they also have new original programming?
Yeah, yeah. So they'll have a ton of original programming.
How do they make
well.
Money from that? How does
advertising.
Got it. So they'll have ads on that one.
Yeah.
Michael, is CBS All Access a hit?
They would say yes. I think it's...
I don't hear much about it. I mean, there are some people who are into that Good Wife spinoff show, but other than that, and I guess I hear nothing about the Star Trek show.
The Twilight Zone came and went a bit.
Yeah, well, you know, people do talk a lot about the Star Trek show, and they're going to have Picard, which a lot of people...
That's what they're banking on.
Yeah, they're going to be talking about. Yeah. So I think it's another one where it's a very specialized, like if you're into those shows or if you want to watch all the Big Brother feeds during the summer, you know, that one's also cheap. That one, I believe, is also $4.99, So again, it's sort of a more specialized audience that wants CBS All Access.
I feel like if you have cable, the basic cable, and you want to cut the cord, and eventually a year from now, you're going to be paying more.
Yeah,
all of these different services.
And I heard you guys talk about that the other day, and it's kind of true because don't forget you're also paying for your broadband, but I guess you're going to anyway. But it all starts to add up, and then you're still missing you still have a lot of holes like sports.
Sports
which
is a
big one.
Yeah, so it's a big one,
especially in LA with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Well, what I've learned from this is that I cannot afford to quit my job because it's going to cost me so much to get my TV every month.
The plan worked. He's staying.
I think I'm going to have to stay, you guys.
Being the alternate is I'm actually kind of jealous of you now. You're going to have some time to actually watch all of these shows because, as we know, there's too much TV, right?
We've heard that many times.
So you're actually going to be able to catch up on things that until like I actually die, I'm not going to be able to do.
Yep. Well, I've often said that I need to break both legs so that I'm forced to stay in bed and be able to just catch up on all the shows I
Seems extreme, but okay.
Yeah,
I know.
Like could do that easier.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to take your advice, Michael, and just start watching nothing but TV 23 and a half hours a day. senior editor, Variety. It's Franklin Avenue on Twitter, franklinavenue.net, and at Variety as well. Thank you, man. Great to see you again.
All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
You guys, we're going to keep it 100 like we do every Friday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We invite you to text us at 1-800-520-1067. Any K-Rock song, if we've still got it, we'll play it for you. And I think this is proof, especially when you hear last week's song from John in Koreatown. This is proof that we really will play any K-Rock song. Here's what we've done in recent weeks. The Jesus of Suburbia.
With
Come on. How did that get through?
We played the Flobots, you guys. What do you want to hear? 1-800-520-1067. That is our text number here at K-Rock. Texture 100. Your song is coming up on K-Rock. First, though, in for Allie, here's Jensen.
And while we're asking you to do something, how about I give away some Dr. Sleep tickets? That would be a good idea.
All right.
We're giving away a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Dr. Sleep, directed by Flanagan, a guy we've been talking about quite a bit here in October. The reviews have been amazing so far. The screening is November 4th at the Grove at the Pacific Theaters. Return to the Place Where Horror Lives, Stephen King's Dr. Sleep in theaters November 8th, which also is, Kevin,
a week from Friday.
It's my birthday.
Oh,
right.
It's Jensen's. Why wouldn't you bring that up? A thousand times.
Well, it's really a bummer because Bean is taking most of the gusto of my 40th birthday. We have five winners, so let's take callers 1 through 4. Let's take the first five callers at 1-800-520-1067.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Jensen, I hate to do this to you.
Sure, please.
But just on the heels of the My Chemical Romance reunion,
which I was going to get to, yeah,
which we're all just unbelievably excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, and Kevin was the first to see this on the Rage Against the Machine Instagram. Apparently, Rage Against the Machine are also reuniting, and it has been confirmed.
Kevin has said over and over again that this is the only thing you care about in music, and it's happening right now as we're on the air.
They put up a picture, and then they put dates with cities after it.
Well, that's it. On their official thing. That's a done deal, then.
It is happening. El Paso, Texas will be the first show March 26th, Los Cruces, New Mexico on the 28th, then Phoenix, and then two dates at Coachella, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's the biggie.
April 10th and April 17th, 2020, Rage Against the Mother Effin' Machine at Coachella.
Wow, and we can say now that we had heard rumors that they were supposed to do Coachella last year and that it didn't come together, so it seems like that extra time got them there.
This is
the best day ever.
This is the reunion that we thought would never happen.
Exactly.
This is the one where it just seemed like for reasons we could never understand, the band was too broken to get back together again.
Well, now they might be too broke and they have to get back together.
Broken.
Oh, I'm saying broken.
Okay.
It is happening, you guys.
It is happening. So who's left? Just Oasis? Who else is the unreunitable?
Well, I'm still waiting on Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, well, I got bad news.
Yeah, I think Oasis would be tops of that.
Yeah,
Oasis, and by the way, I think that'll happen at some point too.
I think that'll
happen. But I mean, what a 1-2 punch for K-Rock listeners.
That is huge. I mean,
MyChem Rage,
massive rock news in a world where there's not a lot of rock news.
I was happy enough with MyChem. I really, really was looking forward to that, and there were a lot of rumors in the last couple of months.
We accidentally said it on air.
Yeah,
one time
we were supposed to. But
one of the Jonas Brothers also accidentally spoiled that they were practicing.
So you sort of felt that coming.
Right.
But Rage Against the Machine, man, I didn't know if they were ever going to back.
Crazy.
This came out of the blue.
Well, let's talk about My Chemical Romance really quick for people who don't know. They announced on social media that they will be returning December 20th in Los Angeles. This is a rumor that has been poorly kept even by this show. We let it slip a couple times. But we didn't know what the show was going to be. It's going to be at the Shrine. Tickets go on sale today at noon.
All right.
I assume these things are going to sell out almost immediately, right?
Of course, yes. So you're telling me K-Rock Acoustic Christmas Night 1, 10 a.m.
Yes.
My Chem at noon.
Yes.
Big day.
And then the Rage Against the Machine news. We'll find out when any of that stuff goes out. So the band called it quits back in 2013. People thought there was no way they were getting back together. Let's listen to a little bit of My Chemical Romance. Yeah,
I think we know what they sound like.
Well, listen, that was, I just wanted you to feel like you're putting on guyliner right now.
There's a very funny moment in time when 2012, that was the King's song.
Yeah.
And we were playing the New Jersey Devils in the finals. Mm-hmm. And they put the camera on
Gerard Way.
Gerard Way, thank you. And everybody went crazy. And then they also sort of figured out over the next 10 seconds that he was wearing a New Jersey.
Oh, right.
Like, he's a supporter of theirs, so it was like, yeah!
Oh boo! well, anyway, what a big day in rock news, guys.
This is so good.
Kevin has literally said on and off air that the biggest reunion, the only thing he'd care about in music is Rage Against the Machine, and here they are.
Second, MyChem.
There you go.
Wow.
Third, New Radicals. No?
No. Black Crowes.
Black Crowes would be, well, we know that's never happening now, yeah. At least with the original members.
Kevin, are you going to follow Rage around?
I need to have March, April, and June open. Is that cool?
Just go see them all.
Yeah, I mean, the show won't be in flux or anything. No, there won't be any problems with our transitions. Hey, okay, celebrity birthdays. Toni Collette, Larry Flint, Jenny McCarthy from The Masked Singer and Anti-Vaccinations, Anthony Kiedis, Bo Bice, my favorite American Idol runner-up, and Tim Cook of Apple. And
this day in history with Old Man Reuben.
Dude, is he coming? How late were you here cleaning up the blood?
What?
Hello?
Hey, guys, it's Reuben. Are we ready to record?
Dude, where are you?
Just running late, man. I figured we could do this one on the phone.
This sounds crazy. Are you sure?
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, so it's 1967, and the landscape of musical journalism is lacking.
Are those sirens for you?
No, it's some sort of jaywalker or something. Not me.
Cole Holmberg! Reuben!
You'll never get me, copper!
End this before it gets out of your control!
What is going on?
And today, Rolling Stone magazine debuted setting a brand new standard for music coverage and forever changing pop culture.
Reuben, hello? Unbelievable. I hope he's okay.
I'm fine, guys. Any chance you can forward $10,000 to a bank in Mexico? Don't use my real name. Put it under my new name, Rico Two Dongs.
See? Because Reuben's an outlaw!
His life is insane.
Man, he's got a weird life.
Don't know what's happening here. It's a cartoon life.
You guys, Rage Against the Machine.
I know.
That's the biggest news ever.
That's all I'm saying.
News, yeah.
On Instagram.
It's a huge deal.
List of cities, list of dates, 2020.
And one of them is Coachella.
Yep.
It's nuts. That's nuts. Almost as nuts as what we've been going through with Reuben for Day in History.
This day in history with Old Man Reuben.
Dude, is he coming? How late were you here cleaning up the blood?
What?
Hello?
Hey, guys, it's Reuben. Are we ready to record?
Dude, where are you?
Just running late, man. I figured we could do this one on the phone.
This sounds crazy. Are you sure?
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, so it's 1967, and the landscape of musical journalism is lacking.
Are those sirens for you?
No, it's some sort of jaywalker or something. Not me.
Cole Holmberg!
You'll never get me, copper!
End this before it gets out of your control!
What is going on?
And today, Rolling Stone magazine debuted setting a brand new standard for music coverage and forever changing pop culture.
Reuben, hello? Unbelievable. I hope he's okay.
I'm fine, guys. Any chance you can forward $10,000 to a bank in Mexico? Don't use my real name. Put it under my new name, Rico Two Dongs.
See? Because Reuben's an outlaw!
His life is insane.
Man, he's got a weird life.
Don't know what's happening here.
It's a cartoon life.
Hey, guys, it's Friday, and it's time to keep it 100.
I mean,
it's almost time.
It's almost time.
Almost time to keep it 100.
I'd say, like, in 15 seconds, we're going to keep it 100.
Okay, that's fine.
Keep it 100.
Texter 100 helps us pick the music. Let me see what we almost had. Texter 99, The Cars, Just What I Needed. Adrian and Anaheim, outstanding choice. So close. Texter 101 was Tori Amos, Cornflake Girl, Michelle in Long Beach. Thank you for that. Sorry, there's only one Texter 100, and it is apparently Genevieve, who joins us, I think, from Palos Verdes. Genevieve, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. I am so thrilled. I am on Bean's Final Friday 100.
Oh, yeah. This is my last ever Friday. You're right about that. Wow.
Yes. Happy Friday, Bean.
And happy Friday to you. I
just letting it go. I'm just letting those go. I just want to make it.
Because those were emotional. Yeah.
I want credit
just
for
today.
Letting it go.
Just
okay.
Today.
Yeah. Okay.
I understand from talking to Dave, who spoke with you off the air, that you tried to win our Breakfast with Green Day but didn't make it in.
Oh, my God. You guys, I was on hold, and you didn't play me. I was so sad.
Bean, that seems kind of mean, like, to remind her, but sure.
No, I'm just, I guess I'm thanking her.
Hey,
for...
you really wanted to go, right? But you didn't make it.
Oh, man, Genevieve, it was a blast. Wah, wah,
wah, that's wah, not wah. How I meant it.
What no, I meant is... I saw the radio, HD Radio, the stream, so okay, it was good. Pretty
good.
Awesome.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to make that, but at least you get to do this. How did you pick the song that you selected for this week?
Only for you, Bean. Oh. It's The Clash, London Calling.
Check.
Keep it 100.
Thank you.
Bye, Genevieve.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. To the imitation zone. Forget it, brother. You can go in alone. London calling. To the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling. And I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling. See, we ain't got no hide except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice. The sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Thank you, Genevieve from Palos Verdes, for the very appropriate Keep It 100 song for this week, dedicated to me, who's heading to London in a couple of weeks. Jensen Alley's out today, so you get to play the name game, or the number game, I should say. What year was London Calling by The Clash a huge song here on K-Rock?
Okay. So my instinct is to say early 80s, but it's possible it is 80.
Okay.
Because I do know, being born in 1979, that this was on that like list of songs that were big when I was born.
Okay.
So it's right on that line, but I'm going to say 1980. I'm going to say 1980.
I'm going to say they're really both right because it came out in December of 79. So right there on the cusp.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
So 40 years ago, and it still sounds great, doesn't it? Thank you for the suggestion, Genevieve. We'll do it again next week on Keep It 100.
106.7 K-Rock. This is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Got a weird email from listener Christine. She said, I forgot my real age, just like Halloween Janet. I lied so many years about my age.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
That I missed my 49th birthday.
Okay.
My daughter had to tell me how old I am because the 49th, that's the one you don't want to miss. That's the big one.
Well, as you know, don't even celebrate it in my eyes.
Right. The 49th is the big one. So that says Christine.
I think 49 is the one you give for the rest of your life. Oh, 49, yeah. Yeah, 49. Exactly. Still 49.
Also, I don't like when people relate to Janet. You know what I mean? Like, let's get less listeners who
no,
relate.
No, I love Janet. All right. We need to talk to her every day.
She's understood. Great. All right. One last look at what's happening. Allie is out today. We hope she feels better and we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, Jensen's filling in.
Okay. First, My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
They're reuniting. They're coming back.
Yes.
Second, Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, that is not an April Fool's joke. It's not a bit. Rage Against the Machine is reuniting for a few shows, including, it appears to be, Coachella.
Yep. Remember where you are. So you remember where you are right now.
But now for the biggest comeback of all time. This is the biggest.
I'm sorry. There's somebody bigger than My Chemical Romance and Rage Against
the Machine. A much bigger deal. McDonald's is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Happy Meal by bringing back the best throwback toys from the past four decades! Decades!
The toys.
Happy Meal toys?
The decades!
Is what you're talking about?
The limited edition surprise...
You've already talked more about this story than you have Rage Against the Machine.
The surprise Happy Meal, it's called. It's going to be available at participating locations in 90 countries around the world starting Thursday, November 7th through Monday, November 11th. 15 different toys will be in these surprise Happy Meals. You don't know what you'll get. This is for my McDonald's heads, my fast food reports, my QSR czars. You ready? Cowboy McNugget, the Fireman McNugget, the Mail Carrier McNugget, that one's for Bean. Other ones that you have popping up, the Grimace toy that everyone loved as kids, the Hot Wheels Thunderbird, the Power Rangers, Space Jam's Bugs Bunny. They have a Tamagotchi, a My Little Pony, a Furby, and even a Beanie Baby.
You are a colossal nerd.
I love this stuff. The best Happy Meals toys.
I heard you.
All right.
So you go to McDonald's and you get the Happy Meal.
And then surprise inside.
And then there's a surprise toy.
One of the 15.
Is the Happy Meal what you would order anyway at McDonald's, or do you have to now order food you don't want?
No, I mean, you can get what you want in the Happy Meal, but I doubt adults are going until this. But you could go in and be like, I want the Quarter Pounder with cheese in the Quarter Pounder Happy Meal.
You can put anything in a Happy Meal.
Yeah, you get four McNuggets, I think, or something. But you know that they come with, like, apples now.
Yeah.
Not fries, really.
What?
I think you can ask for fries, but...
Do you have a choice of apple slices?
We have an expert in the studio.
Yes, yes.
You have a choice of apple slices, a Go-Gurt, which is yogurt.
Okay.
And sans fries, or fries if you want them.
Now, I like getting my health fast food news from Muggs, because currently, as we're speaking at 9:30 in the morning, let everybody know what you're eating, Muggs.
Well, I just polished down four Jack in the Box tacos, and I'm currently moving on to my teriyaki chicken bowl with an egg roll.
That's how you eat in the morning.
Yeah.
Really incredible.
Breakfast of champions.
I'm going to play a song for you, Kevin.
Okay.
During that song, I want you to listen to it.
Is it Rage Against the Machine?
It's not Rage Against the Machine or My Chemical Romance. Okay. It's something else.
Right.
I want you to tell me who you think the artist is.
Okay.
All right. So this is No.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber.
Now,
that sounds rough, you know?
Right. Mercury. And I know that we've been really guessing how much they paid to get Rage Against the Machine to do Coachella. How much to get Jed the Fish to do that song at maybe acoustic?
Great.
All right, let's listen to this song for real.
So this is a remake of the great Donna Summer song.
Yes.
Nice.
I Feel Love.
Interesting. It sounds like a guy.
Okay.
All right. Jared Leto?
That's a pretty good guess.
I have a guess.
Okay. All right, Bean.
What's up? It's Hulk Hogan.
That is not Hulk Hogan. I think we would have noticed his voice probably a little better.
Who has that voice?
David Beckachastaham.
No, it's not David Beckachastaham. It's not.
Johnny Asshole.
No, it's not Johnny Asshole. Okay.
Randy Newman, of all people.
No, because Randy Newman has a more distinct voice, I think.
Yasiel Puig.
Well, that was the right tone in what you said, but no, it's not Yasiel Puig.
He Hate Me.
No, XFL superstar He Hate Me is not the person who sang I Feel Love, the cover.
Boba Fett.
No.
Sancho Panza.
No, Sancho Panza neither. No.
Fetty Wap.
No, it was not Fetty Wap.
Hi, it's Cap.
No, that would be a much deeper voice for that song.
I'm Wink Martindale.
No, well, you could be him, but that is not the person.
What about
that song,
the son of Flubber?
No, son of Flubber. No.
What about
Herbert W. Fink?
No, I've never even heard of Herbert W. Fink. No.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Will
Wheaton. Sequeve?
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. No. No, it's neither Sequeve or Will Wheaton. It's none of those people.
Steve?
Yes. No,
it's not Steve.
It's okay. Not Steve.
Could it be
Tokyo Tony?
No, it is not Tokyo Tony.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I got it. Fan Bing Bing.
No, it is not Fan Bing Bing. Wait, I have it. I think I do.
His name's Furlock Bones.
No, it's not Furlock Bones.
Can we listen to it again?
I don't know why I had a guess. I know who
that
it is.
That is odd, because you're telling the story.
You can listen to it again, yeah.
All right, here we go. Who is that good of a falsetto?
That is real good, by the way.
It is good.
Is it?
And I think I know who it is.
Is it in the pop world?
It's in the pop world, yeah.
Okay.
Superstar in the pop world, right?
Yes.
With that voice. I'm going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
Becky with the good hair?
No, it's not Becky with the good hair.
Oh, wait.
Demi Lovato.
Closer.
Could it be
Alexander the Great?
No, it's not.
Not
Alexander the Great, Vin. It is not.
How about
you got it?
Count Smokula.
Nope, not Count Smokula.
Okay.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Huell Howser.
No, the late Huell Howser did not.
DJ Jesse.
Nope, DJ Jazzy. Not the full name.
No,
DJ Jazzy.
He just goes by DJ Jazzy now.
That's not Jazzy Jeff. That's a different guy. DJ Jazzy did not do the cover of I Feel Love. No.
How about
Dat Boy?
No, that Boy is not the person who sang
what
this
about
song.
Be Real?
Be Real. Wow. No, Be Real did not sing it. Be Real is more
Cato
of a rapper.
Cato Kalin,
nope. Cato Kalin.
Bean touched my peen.
No, it is not Bean touched my peen. These are
a
all
turd good. Tornado.
Okay. These are all good guesses. You guys want to know who it really is?
I think you might as well just tell us
Cindy.
At this point.
It's not Cindy. No.
Okay.
Debbie?
No, it's not Debbie. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I got it. Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
No, it is not Cherry Poppin' Daddies, but they might be playing at Night 2 of Acoustic Christmas if you guys want to tune in on Monday for the announcement.
Liquid Larry.
No, it is not,
is it Liquid Larry?
Not Liquid Larry.
I feel like that's a good guess, though, no?
I don't think that's a good guess, no.
All right, one more.
All right.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No, it is not Jason Bourne. The person who's singing that is...
Pop music star, Falco.
It is not Falco.
Who's singing that? It's a guy that has that kind of...
DJ Qualls?
Lou Vega.
No, not DJ Qualls, not Lou Vega. Two guesses almost simultaneously.
Mohinder?
No, not Mohinder.
Adele Dazeem.
That is not Adele Dazeem.
Black Sabbath?
Oh, we're getting closer. It's not Black Sabbath.
You say we're getting closer?
No, I just said that because I'm trying to give different answers.
Drake.
I just said no, it is not
Drake. The guy I forgot was famous.
It is not.
Guys. Adam Lambert.
Good guess.
Yes, he has that vocal range.
It's not Adam Lambert, but very good guess. It is.
Wait.
All right.
Owl City?
It is not Owl City. Okay. It is Sam Smith.
Sam Smith!
It is Sam Smith, who has just released a new single, I Feel Love, produced by Disclosure's Guy Lawrence.
Of course.
And they have released a pop song in the modern reimagining of Donna Summer. I think it's great.
That was a little, I mean, it makes sense. It's a little anticlimactic after all those guesses, but I will allow it, and I think it sounds like a good record.
Charlie Manson. No, we already get it. It's not Charles Manson. He said, as a queer person, I Feel Love has followed me to every dance floor and every queer space from the minute I started clubbing. They said, this song, to me, is an anthem of our community, and it was an honor, and most importantly, so much fun to have a go at it.
It is a, it's a classic, that's for sure.
It is very good. Do you guys think that it could get any worse for Lori Loughlin?
I don't know how.
I mean, depending on how much time she gets in jail, yeah.
I honestly think this is being set up to be awful for her. You know, yesterday some sources, I mean, I guess this has been going on for the last few weeks, but some close sources to her were talking about how she's terrified to go to jail after seeing these new charges, and obviously Felicity Huffman gets in and out. No one even really cared about her jail sentence. Mm-hmm. Now she's facing a third charge related to the college admissions scam, which we talked about last week. And she today, just about 30 minutes ago, pleaded not guilty to those, too.
Wow.
Yeah. She's going for it, man.
Canceled.
So they already faced two conspiracy charges related to the, you know, basically the college admissions scandal, where wealthy parents paid to cheat, bribe, and lie through the college system to get their kids into good schools. I think they're going to get like 10 years in jail or some nuts number. They're going all the way down with this thing.
Bobo.
No. We already picked it.
Oh, we're done with that. Okay.
It was Sam Smith. It was not Bobo.
10 years, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, they're looking up to 45 years, but I think that would be insane. But they just keep saying they didn't do anything wrong.
And the always enjoyable giant inflatable beaver.
Right. I don't know how that has anything to do with Lori Loughlin. But yeah, there's an inflatable.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
No. It was Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. Oh, right.
It's Kemp Kapilski here.
Kemp Kapilski? No, it was not. As I said,
his instant reaction when he hears himself.
Yeah, he loves himself.
Oh, it's Kemp Kapilski.
No, it was not Kemp Kapilski. We know it's Sam Smith. Also, Lori Loughlin's going to jail. Those are important.
For maybe 4 years.
Beans final for IEA.
Casey Senor Grande.
Oh my God. We're just
one at a time. You go, Bean. I already played mine.
Go again.
Senor Grande?
No, it is not Senor Grande. As I
Kenneth
said,
Kenneth Babyface Edmonds?
No, it's not Kenneth Babyface Edmonds.
These nuts.
This is quite a way to go out on Beats Final Friday.
Mr. Stupid Head, at your service.
No, it is not.
Turd Ferguson?
No, it's not Turd
Ferguson. Betty White!
No, it's not Betty White.
Uncle Fat.
Okay. Are you guys just trying to get them all out now before he leaves?
Pretty much.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm Lieutenant Frank Drebin, police squad.
No.
Just cleaning out the files.
All right. Celebrity birthdays. Toni Collette, Larry Flint, Jenny McCarthy, Anthony Kiedis. Is there anyone more K-Rock than Anthony Kiedis?
Nope.
Maybe Rivers Cuomo, close second.
Sure.
Rick Allen, the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard. That's what you're going to know him as, even though he's a killer drummer. Bo Bice from American Idol, and Tim Cook of Apple. And that's what's going on.
Quick reminder, K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1 is Saturday, December 7th at the Honda Center in Anaheim. It goes on sale today at 10 a.m. in just over 10 minutes.
Wow.
10 a.m. today, you can buy tickets for night number 1. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What's up, bitches?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Everyone should quit being a faker.
Roll another one.
Is it Brenny?
Just like the other one.
Thanks for that journey.
This one seems to be about quit.
You have to get him yawn.
And I need another hit.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives. Because I'm coming to your house. Coming for your children. I'm coming for your children.
Roll another one.
You should put the thumb in my butt.
Oh.
Just like the other.
I close my eyes and I eat it.
This one seems to be about
this. Leave my taco alone.
And I don't have another cent.
My name is Andy Warhol, and I just finished eating a hamburger.
It's a lot of beef.
This passing around.
I swear, when?
And the phone card that joined my friend.
What happened?
Just pass it on down.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
Well, you guys keep on blabbing, 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 blabbing. I'm getting out of here.
Mr. Biden, come on down here.
Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jewish God. Help me, Allah. Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise.
This is going downhill fast. I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial break.
Help me, Oprah Winfrey!
Bong, bong.
If you listen to the internet, this was one of the worst performances in the history.